This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey,
those emails that we haven't seen that perhaps could indicate those pay-for-play situations where she was basically giving access to the U.S. government in the greatest country in the world while they were paying her husband and the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised that the Clinton Foundation didn't come up Monday night. I think there is more work to be done there, both by Congress and by the executive branch that are doing the investigating. But, Maria, if you don't have confidence in the FBI and the Department of Justice, then you're not going to have any confidence in the outcome of that Clinton Foundation investigation. So I don't think anyone thinks there are 30,000 yoga emails or bridesmaids emails. There's something that she thought was bad enough to use a product called BleachBit, and I don't think it was yoga.
Yeah, and then there was Justin Cooper. Let's not forget about him, one of her aides, who basically, he was under oath, and he basically said, oh, no, I was trying to preserve emails. But we know he's the guy with the hammer.
Yeah, you don't preserve emails by taking a hammer to them, but you also don't preserve emails by using BleachBit. And if you really want to preserve emails, don't set up your own personal server.
Right.
Use the state.gov.
Well, there's obviously intent there.
Well, you know, one of the missing things from Monday's debate, no doubt, Hillary's email slightly brought up. But look at two more debates coming. And, you know, you can only imagine what it's going to be like, Scott. I mean, I got to know that Trump and his team are looking at the tape and looking at lost opportunities, and he's going to be much more focused. But also Hillary Clinton's going to be focused as well, because she knows that she dodged some bullets. And I don't know. Did you hear anything about her getting the questions 2 weeks earlier? Were you aware of that?
I was not. What?
I know somebody sent me a text yesterday. In fact, I think it was Lauren Kitchen Stewart had sent me a text saying, are you aware that this happened? And I've been trying to look into it to see, you know, how much, you know, if it actually did happen. But, you know, like, on one hand, it wouldn't surprise me. On the other hand, you know, I'm sure there'll be plenty of plausible deniability about that.
I think it's something that we should find out about.
Well, yeah, I mean, without a doubt. So, you know, we've got Lauren we're going to be talking to a little bit later on. So we'll see what her research has come up with, and to see if we can tie that down. But, you know, she was prepared. There was no doubt about it. And that's what seemed to be, you know, glaring between, you know, the two candidates, is that she seemed to be very prepared. He seemed to be unprepared. But, you know, he's the kind of guy that you know, adjust on the fly. I think that's what he's more comfortable in doing. But, you know, you know, it was grand stage. I think we expected a lot more people to be watching. I don't know, was Monday Night Football especially enthralling that kept some people away? Because we were talking about, I say we're talking about, we were reporting on, you know, the projected estimates, Nielsen estimates being somewhere in the realm of 100 million plus, and got to about 84, 85 million after all was said and done. But still, you know, no question whatsoever that Trump continues to be this ratings juggernaut. And, you know, this, by all means, they've been saying this is a choice election, and the choice is rather clear for America. You know, do you want more of the same of what we've been going through for the last 8 years? Because Hillary Clinton has said, and Barack Obama, that said that this is a continuation of his legacy. You know, as we discussed with Aubrey Shines, you know, legacy schmegacy. I just want to know if we're doing better. You know, is our GDP going up? Are we attacking this this national debt of $20 trillion? Are we doing anything about that? Are we getting America back to work again? Is America safe again? Huh? What are we doing about that? Well, this is Bill Martinez. The conversation continues. Good to have you along with us. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's...
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com, and we want you, we need you to get involved in the conversation. It is welcomed here, unlike in most places. You know, no political correctness. You know, this is kind of the awkwardness of our culture right now. We've been so politically correct and hamstrung for so long, we're not even sure how to have an everyday conversation, right? Well, law enforcement agencies in the United States are tasked with a wide range of responsibilities while in a climate of intense scrutiny. Two projects currently in the works can help agencies at local, state, and national levels better serve the communities. And here to tell us all about it is Dr. Kevin Strom, Director of the Policing Research Program at RTI International. Dr. Strom, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thanks, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, great to have you here to fill us in on these projects. First of all, let's talk about the two separate projects.
Sure. So one of these is called the National Crime Statistics Exchange, also sometimes referred to as NCSX. Mm-hmm. And it represents an effort by the Bureau of Justice Statistics and the FBI to move 400 key agencies, including all the nation's largest departments, to an incident-based reporting system. And this is a system that nearly 7,000 agencies already participate in, but it's been slow going in getting the rest of the nation to adopt these practices. So it's an important project in terms of starting to move the entire country towards this approach.
So is this a shared information now?
This is a shared system. The information is typically reported up from the local agencies to their states and then to the national level. But the information is ultimately made available to the public. So, you know, one of the goals is that it can help people make better decisions, agencies make better decisions, and also to be able to make apples-to-apples comparisons across different communities.
Mm-hmm. How far along with this, Dr. Strom, are we? Are we about 60% there in the process?
Well, kind of related to this, the FBI director has put out a notification that he wants all the agencies in the nation to move to incident-based reporting by 2021. So what we're working on here as part of this project is sort of an iterative step in getting to that goal. Right now, about a little under 40% of the country reports, but we hope if we're successful with moving these other 400 agencies with the largest agencies, we'll be a lot farther towards that goal of getting every country in the nation on board.
Mm-hmm. How help our audience understand how this is going to help in terms of the National Crime Statistics Exchange, what this is going to do for law enforcement?
Yeah, sure. So one of the things it'll do is provide better data quality within these agencies, which I think is important so that we have more confidence in what we're looking at and what people are looking at. Also, having greater standardization across agencies and That's very helpful so that, that agencies themselves and also others using these data can really understand that what they're looking at one place is similar to what they're looking at the other. Ultimately, if we have better data across the country, we can do a better job at evaluating policies, evaluating policing strategies, and making sure that, that what police departments do is evidence-based and that it's based on what works and what's been proven to work in other communities.
You mean to tell me law enforcement wants to get away from the eight-second soundbite reaction? Is that what you're telling me here? Surely I jest. Well, I'm just teasing.
Yeah. I think, you know, what really, I think a lot of police departments really want to do the right thing.
Yes.
And are looking for guidance. And so, you know, this is a step in that direction.
Exactly. I think so. Well, the second project analyzes police calls for service. Explain that, if you would, Dr. Strong.
Sure. So that's an effort we refer to as CFS analytics. So calls for service are really often the first point of interaction that many citizens have with the police in terms of calling 911 and requesting some type of police service. So it may be that there's a crime going on, but it may be other types of things that where they need police services. So the reason that's so valuable is that that can really understand how police resources are being used, better understand what's going on in the community in terms of these needs, and making sure that these resources are allocated in an effective in an efficient way. So not only a small proportion of calls result in a police incident report, so it's a much larger volume of information, but it's sort of on the front end of that process of what the community needs are and how the police respond to those needs.
Yeah, Kevin, I got to imagine that, you know, this is an excellent tool to help with response to, you know, particular community problems that might be specific and resource allocation decisions, right?
Exactly. In many cases, some police departments are really stretched in terms of resources and staffing, and officers are having to go call to call. And that's really not the most effective way for to do policing. It doesn't give officers the time they need to spend time in these communities to do, you know, what's often known as community-based policing, to do things, to be more proactive. And so that's one of the things we hope that agencies can benefit from this tool.
Well, it would appear, Kevin, that in light of technology being what it is today, I mean, these are excellent advances, and some might say, you know, why hasn't law enforcement been utilizing this sooner?
Well, that's a great question. I think one of the things that people often don't realize is just the sheer number of agencies in this country. There's over 18,000 law enforcement agencies in this country. Now, many of those are small departments. But when you think about that sheer volume, that presents a lot of challenges. Mm-hmm. Also, departments are strapped from a resource standpoint. City and state budgets are not what they have been, and often they don't necessarily have the information structure to collect and utilize these data and the staff to do so. So that's starting to change some. But we're hoping that the work we're doing can help them make those changes.
Well, hopefully it simplifies it in such a way that these small community law enforcement agencies can respond to it. Because, I mean, it's one thing to have the local information, but as you say, to have it on a national scope and be able to compare and maybe even forecast based on some national trends and results, right?
Exactly. And it's important to note, too, that even small departments can benefit from, you know, more of a data-driven approach. But ultimately, if we have more of a shared sort of community of practice here and a greater understanding, as I mentioned before, of what works and what can be most effective, I think that can move the overall field of policing forward.
Yeah, I think this was an issue that was brought to the front, you know, after 9/11, where we realized that a lot of, you know, agencies were not communicating. So this helps move the needle in a positive direction here. Dr. Kevin Strom, Director of Policing Research Program, is with us. One final question here, Kevin. Where can people go to find more information?
So you can go to our website, www.rti.org. Also, for the NCSX project, you can go to the FBI and to the BJS, the Bureau of Justice Statistics websites, and search under NCSX or also the NIBRS program.
Well, Kevin, thank you so much for being with us. Dr. Kevin Strom is an expert in law enforcement responses to community violence and the impact of forensic science on the criminal justice system. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin, barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Who is the gopher's ally? His friend. The harmless squirrel and the friendly rabbit. I'm going to use you two guys to do my dirty work for me.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're back with you. Welcome back, America. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. It's where you want to go. You want to drop me an email. We always love hearing from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. You know, have you ever thought if you really needed God or not? You know, especially if you're a celebrity, you wonder, why would a celebrity, need God? Well, the legends of Hollywood, like Gary Cooper, Lana Turner, Bob Hope, they had it all. Glamour, wealth, fame, what do they need God for? Well, everything. Mary Claire Kendall, in her book, Oasis, Conversion Stories of Hollywood Legends, tells the fascinating life stories of an all-star 12. It's a must-read. Paige Turner, you're going to be absolutely delighted, enthralled, and inspired, I might say. It makes a great present, too. It's available on Amazon. Okay, Oasis, Conversion Stories of Hollywood Legends, like Gary Cooper and Lana Turner and Bob Hope. Lots of fun. And, we've had Mary Claire on several times, and always interesting, fascinating to catch up with her on the stories that have been taking place. Well, and we're waiting for our next guest here, and so yes, obviously you go, okay, Martinez, sounds like you're padding for time just a bit here, as I'm trying to figure out what we want to deal with here, and certainly the conversation continues in my travels as I went from west to east. Okay, all right, so our guest did show up here, so I will delay and put on hold what we were going to talk about earlier, but coming up on October 1st, October 1 is the official kickoff date of the National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and this year's theme is Our Shared Responsibility. The Department of Homeland Security and National Cybersecurity Alliance founded and now lead the National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, which is a massive global effort to educate millions of internet users about the importance of online safety and security. Everyone has a role to play in promoting a safer, more secure, and trusted internet. And to address this issue, we have Benjamin Scribner, the Acting Chief of Cyber Education and Awareness Branch in the Office of Cybersecurity and Communications with the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, and Michael Kaiser, the Executive Director of National Cybersecurity Alliance. Gentlemen, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for having us on the show.
Hey, great to have you here, too. Really appreciate you guys coming on. Benjamin, October 1, as I say, officially kicks off National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. And, I'm glad that you're doing this because it brings to focus on all kinds of levels why it's needed and our roles and responsibility to protect something that has become, such a part of our culture and our lifestyle.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We are doing more online than ever before. We shop, we bank, we manage our medical records online. And through this technology and the internet, people across the globe can connect to each other. They can conduct their business and personal lives online. But cybersecurity should be something that everyone does every day. According to the Pew Research Center, about two-thirds of Americans own smartphones, which means that people are connecting not just at home and at work, but on the go and every point in between. And because of this constant connectedness, teaching and promoting online safety needs to be done for everybody, and it also needs to be done in a way that's easy to understand. And we want people to take cybersecurity as every bit as important as their physical security.
Exactly. Well, Michael, I like the theme, our shared responsibility. Whose fault was that?
our shared responsibility really speaks to that we're all connected, as Benjamin was saying, and we all have to do our part to stay safe and secure online. And if you think about it, since we're all connected to each other, if my computer gets infected, right, it could infect your computer. Mm-hmm. So everything that I do to stay safe online actually makes you more secure. So we're in this together. Now, our responsibilities may differ. If you're running a large, bank, or you're running some, piece of critical infrastructure like the electric grid, you have a lot to do on cybersecurity. But even our home users and our smallest businesses have a role to play here, and must implement the most basic practices so that we can all, really enjoy a safe, secure, and trusted internet.
Exactly. Well, Benjamin, we understand a new campaign about stronger authentication was just launched as part of the President's National Cybersecurity Action Plan. Break that down for our audience, if you would.
Yeah, absolutely. The multi-factor authentication is all about trying to make sure that we aren't just relying on one simple method in order to protect ourselves. In addition to locking the handle of our front door, we also use a deadbolt, and for every additional layer of security that you create to protect yourself is another layer that makes it harder for a criminal to get into your personal information. So just as we use layers in order to protect ourselves in our physical lives, we also need to make sure that we have layers of protection. And we're not just using one method, such as a password, to protect our information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, Michael, speaking of layers, I mean, you've kind of broken down the month into weekly layers. Starting the first week, it's titled Stop, Think, Connect, The Basic Steps to Online Safety and Security. Explain that, if you would.
Yeah, that's just really a simple way for people to remember the things they need to stay safe online. The stop part is really about taking some of these precautions, like locking down your login, which Benjamin was just talking about, or updating your software, thinking about the kinds of behaviors you're about to embark in online. So before you click on that link or maybe post that, you know, piece of personal information, that you give some thought to the consequences of that. And then the connect part is really enjoying the internet, right? You know, if you're safer and you're more secure, you're actually going to get more out of the internet. And so that's the basic online safety campaign that we've been working on for 6 years now, and really has shown great resonance across all the public.
Well, Benjamin, the second week is creating a culture of cybersecurity. You kind of touched on that ever so lightly just a moment ago, but I want to give you a few seconds to expand on that. You say from the break room to the boardroom, creating a culture of cybersecurity in the workplace.
Yeah, we are all part of protecting personal and organizational data in the workplace, from the CEO to the incoming entry-level employee. To each organization's cybersecurity posture is reliant on a shared level of vigilance and awareness. So week two looks at how every employee can promote a culture of cybersecurity at work.
And I like that. I like that idea of intensifying and raising the bar of sensitivity regarding cybersecurity. Week three, Michael, addresses recognizing and combating cybercrime. How can we do that?
Yeah, so, you know, we've all probably heard about, you know, the kinds of data breaches and credit card losses that have taken place. So cybercrime is an important issue to Americans, an important issue to law enforcement. So we really want to take some time to look at the kinds of crimes that are taking place, look at the way that people can get more resistant to those crimes, and also provide some advice to victims if bad things should happen. Mm-hmm. We're trying to really look at expanded here a little bit. You know, I mean, a lot of us think of this as only as financial crime, but other crimes, stalking, domestic violence, in addition to identity theft, also take place with the use of technology. And we want to make sure that people are aware about all kinds of cyber crimes and what they can do to fight it.
And Benjamin, you know, you mentioned earlier in terms of connectivity, I mean, we are a connected culture, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we are doing more online than ever before. We shop, we bank, we manage our medical records all through online. And through technology and the internet, people across the globe can connect to each other and conduct their business and personal lives online. Cybersecurity should be something that everybody does every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to this constant connectedness means that we need to be teaching and promoting online safety, and that needs to be done in an easy way for people to understand. But we really want people to take their cybersecurity as important as their physical security.
Exactly. One final question for you here, Michael. Week five, building resilience in critical systems.
Yeah, you know, everything's connected, the electric grid, transportation, and our banks, and we have to make sure that they're all doing as much as they can to resist cyber attacks, and they also need to be ready to bounce back if something happens, and that's what we're promoting.
Well, Benjamin Scribner, Acting Chief of the Cyber Education Awareness Branch in the Office of Cybersecurity and Communications for the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, and Michael Kaiser, Executive Director of National Cybersecurity Alliance, have been our guest. Benjamin, one final question for you. Where can they go for more information?
Oh, sure. Yeah, they can go to dhs.gov/stop-think-connect, all one word.
Benjamin, Michael, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate the time. Have a great day.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. It's college football season, which also means it's tailgating season. Whether you're a current student or loyal alumnus, travel to support your team with this budget-friendly tip.
Aaron and I love going to our alma mater football games at Ole Miss with family and friends.
We're lucky that it's close enough to drive, but for away games, we pack up the car and take a road trip, which gives us a chance to explore a new city.
For our tailgating adventures and to maximize our travel budget, we love to use our Bank America Cash Rewards credit card because we earn 3% cash back at gas stations. We also earn 2% cash back at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback. I'm Taylor Purdie.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like it. It's all about you, and it's for you, America. 3 hours fresh every day from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and, you know, dealing with the everyday challenges of fighting breast cancer and finding the strength within to continue the fight is no easy feat, especially if you yourself have gone through it. You know that, or you've had a family member who has experienced breast cancer. You know what I'm talking about, and you just cannot understand enough until you've been through the ordeal yourself. And this is why we're so sensitive about it and why we want to keep it to the forefront here. Survey results indicate that maintaining their daily routines while going through treatment is a top concern of those battling breast cancer, second only to life expectancy. Activities patients say they need the most logistical help with, including completing household chores, running errands, and preparing balanced, healthful meals. As a result of this, the Warriors in Pink More Good Days initiative is launching new support services to offer solutions to patients' most pressing household needs through 2016 collaborations with Green Chef and Cleaning for a Reason. With us to talk about it is Denise Albert and Melissa Musen-Gerstein, co-founders of Mom's Multimedia Company. Ladies, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having us.
Well, great to have you here. Denise, let's talk about the genesis. I love this. You know, Warriors in Pink, More Good Days. How did it all begin?
Well, it began, and just to add on to what you said, Bill, unless you're going through it, it is very hard for anybody else to understand. So you're 100% right in that. And so we're here because I am going through it. And so... I am in the middle of my treatment for breast cancer, and so Ford Warriors in Pink is an incredible program. So we're trying to spread their message of more good days, and they have incredible resources, as you mentioned, on FordCares.com. And as someone that is going through it and has lived through it, I can tell you that a lot of what they're offering is so important for breast cancer patients. Meal Train, which is an online platform for organizing supporters to provide meal delivery. Green Chef is the first and leading USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery company, and they're delivering 1,000 organic meal kits to breast cancer patients, which is so key for me, especially. I don't cook. I wasn't about to start cooking during my chemotherapy or my treatment, and so to have a kit like this delivered is so helpful. And I'm also, I call myself an independent mom, and so, again, going through treatment, having two young kids at home, it's very hard to do everything around the house. And so if you go to FordCares.com, you'll see that there's Cleaning for a Reason, which is a nonprofit organization that provides free home cleanings to patients undergoing treatment. And there's also something called A Little Easier Recovery, which offers free recovery garments to people who have had mastectomies. So all of these services, I can tell you firsthand, are extremely helpful and important to people going through breast cancer treatment.
Melissa, this is quite comprehensive, isn't it?
I'm not sure what you mean by comprehensive.
Well, I mean when you approach Warriors in Pink, you know, just as Denise brought it out. I mean, you've looked at every aspect of what somebody dealing with breast cancer is dealing with, and you've tried to come alongside and be a helpful agent in this journey of life that they find themselves in.
Right. Sorry, I was trying to figure out which comprehensive component you were talking about. But yes, my mom is a survivor. My sister's a survivor. Denise is currently fighting. And I think back when my mom at 48 and my sister at 38 were going through it, if I had known about the Ford Warriors in Pink resources, it would have been a different experience for so many of us around our loved ones. And just these four programs Denise listed off, which you can find out about, they're free, again, at FordCares.com, is just, you know, some messaging that we want to provide to you and your listeners to help those around you that are battling breast cancer. Because, to be quite honest, sometimes I think people don't know what to do, and these are just four great resources of very simple things that can make a difference in someone's life, from food to organizing those food and meals, to cleaning up someone's house. They're a game changer when you can't get out of bed or when you don't have a community around you.
Exactly. Well, Melissa, tell us more about the mission of Warriors in Pink.
Well, Warriors in Pink is a Ford Motor Company's initiative to help fight breast cancer. And after 22 years in the fight, Warriors in Pink has dedicated more than $130 million to research, education, and patient resources. And their Warriors in Pink mission is helping families and friends of loved ones all across the country now. And again, if you visit FordCares.com, it can help lessen the burden of those touched by breast cancer. And Warriors in Pink also is offering free tips and tools and resources to make it easier for people to give breast cancer patients more good days. And we have many of those more good days tips on our site, themoms.com. Again, sometimes you feel helpless as someone watching someone fighting. And so these are very simple tips to help people kind of navigate what to do for somebody who is not feeling well.
Exactly. Well, you know, Denise mentions more good days. I want you to expand on that. I like the idea of more good days.
Absolutely. When I was diagnosed, it was very important for me to keep my normal routine. So I really tried to keep a normal life for my children and for myself, because I felt like going through treatment is hard enough and you don't want to have to, you know, have a whole new life. So I tried to work out when I could, which actually helped me feel better. But now, I didn't have the best workouts. I wasn't in my spin class sweating, I can tell you that.
Right, right.
But it felt good to be there. And so I couldn't go every day, because I couldn't even go every other day. You know, I just tried to do it when I could. It was also really important to me to create a group of a cancer community. So it was really helpful to talk to people who were survivors, who shared with me stories and just little tidbits. There was one woman that told me that my nose was running every day because I lost my nose hairs. And people don't typically talk about things like that. And I thought I was sick every day. It's like, I have a cold, you know? Right. And so, and then it was just important for me. I'm still in touch on a daily basis with hundreds of people across the country, just sharing information, because every little bit that I've been through could be helpful for somebody else. And then for me, one of the most important things was also planning things to look forward to, because there were so many days that I could really only do one thing or try to do two things, which included, you know, walking the kids to school. But I wanted, I like to party. I like to celebrate life. And so I planned a dinner for my closest family and friends for after my chemotherapy ended. And then I planned a vacation with my children and my mom to London.
Oh, wow. Good fun.
Between chemo and radiation. And I'm currently in radiation right now. I'll be leaving soon to go there.
Well, good. Well, have a safe and enjoyable trip. Melissa, you bring a unique perspective in as much as that, you know, you were around your mom and your sister. So as somebody there, as a family member and being supportive, you know, what's the big takeaway for you and that you'd want to encourage others in a similar position?
I think you just need to be there every day, whether it's messages of encouragement, checking in, stopping over. I think there's so much that goes on physically and mentally with somebody that you love that is fighting, that they're not going to tell you, oh, I need dinner for tonight, or my dishes are stacked. They're literally sometimes not able to get out of bed. So I think the more love and support around someone every single day is just beneficial.
Well, Denise Albers, an award-winning journalist, television producer, and co-founder of the multi-platform brand The Moms. She's co-host of The Moms on Sirius XM. Denise, where can people go for more information? We got about 10 seconds.
Sure, to FordCares.com, and for my tips, themoms.com.
Well, Denise Albert and Melissa Musen-Gernstein have been with us on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, ladies.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Give the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly-flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly-flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
With you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. You know, here is where your opinion really counts. You know, this is the problem that we've had in our culture. It says you have a right to your opinion as long as it agrees with me. If it doesn't agree with me, we don't want to hear from you, right? This is what progressives have done, and they've had a heyday for many years with this idea of political correctness. And, you know, we've got to go back and appreciate what Dr. Ben Carson has meant to this whole election cycle. And it started with him several years back at the president's prayer breakfast, as you'll recall. He called it out. He called it for what it is. It is stifling. It's invalidating. This is a big problem sociologically, is that if you're invalidated and not allowed to participate in the matters of life that are affecting you and your family, it's rather frustrating. This is what's going on, you know, at every turn, whether you talk about Black Lives Matter, issues in the Hispanic community. It's, we want to know if people are listening or not. And this is why Donald Trump is resonating, because suddenly there is a voice where there has not been a voice. Because of political correctness, you could not go against the status quo. We see our debt continuing to increase. We see what's happening with our national security. Threats abound. We've got refugees coming to this country that can't be vetted. And then we have, a president says, oh, no, they're all being vetted. But then you have, security people going, hey, there's no way we can vet these people. We don't have the information. They're coming from, heaven knows where. Yes, they're coming from the Middle East. police, but, you know, there's no database that gives us any kind of credentials about who these people are. We just have to take their word for it. Oh, really? You know, all things being equal, if the fact of the matter is that we weren't having bad things happen, terrorist activities happening here, even domestically, probably wouldn't be that big a deal, right? But the fact of the matter is that we are. And, you know, our law enforcement officials are just, you know, running beside themselves and getting all kinds of brain damage trying to keep up with this. And you can't blame them. You know, they say it takes 2 years to adequately vet people from a foreign country coming in. And, you know, again, my question is, we just heard about, you know, 10,000 refugees. The president saying, hey, we got 10,000 refugees coming in, you know, from Syria and Iraq. And, you know, they're all being vetted. It's a fantastic system. Our security official says, what vetting? What are you talking about? There's no way we can vet them. It's going to take at least 2 years routinely in order to vet them. Well, we just heard about it in January. So how long has this been going on? Or, you know, is the president once again, you know, per his legacy, spinning issues on us and misrepresenting reality? You know, we spoke with Luke Adler, former U.S. Marshal, who has dealt with this cycle time and time again. We have refugees coming to the country. And again, this isn't trying to, you know, say we're anti-immigrant, we're a nation of immigrants, you know, so let's not even play there. Let's not even go, you know, with that card. It's ridiculous. You know, keep it in your deck or throw it away or tear it up because it's irrelevant. You know, this is about the safety of America. You know, we need to protect, you know, our citizens. That is job one. Okay, and what does that mean in terms of protecting our citizens? It is so complex and so all-inclusive. But if you want to sit there and say, no, hey, for the sake of the United Nations and this, you know, this global aspect and, you know, this new homogenization and recipe that President Obama and others like him and other progressives feel like we should do, that, you know, the heck with American history, the heck with our values, we're just going to mix this all in into the big vat and hopefully, you know, it'll work itself out. Oh, really? You know, how irresponsible to the existing citizenry that we would thrust that upon them. And as we've discussed many times here, whether it's with Dr. Gorka or other Middle East experts, you know, Michael Rubin as well, you know, what's happening with the situation with refugees, which I have a big problem. And I said, look, at, are we better off doing everything we can to keep them there? You know, let's help them have safe zones like the Assyrian Christians who want a safe zone. They just want to be able to, you know, live in peace, protect themselves. Right now, they're able to do this with a few band of brothers. These are the fathers and brothers of Assyrian Christians there in the Nineveh Plains. They're holding off ISIS right now. And with no help, by the way, I will say, you know, from the United States or the United Nations or any other international communities, because Christians there in the Middle East, you know, they're less than. It doesn't matter. This is why they were so easily devastated and overrun by ISIS, because there was nobody protecting them. I mean, you know, just in that area alone, and at one time, you're looking about 1.5 million Christians. It's now down to 200,000 and dwindling. And, you know, as Alma Addy in her documentary states, it's their last stand, literally. It is their last stand, what is happening to their community. It's just been devastating. You know, the rich Assyrian history and culture. I mean, these are the people that speak the language of Jesus, and they've been absolutely decimated. And, you know, if the truth be known, it's been, you know, they've been going from one Holocaust to the other, particularly in the last 100 years. But ever since the Muslims have come into the area, you know, Christians haven't been protected. So they've had their way and continue to brutalize the Christian community there. Now, I know that we hear a lot about Christians being persecuted there in the Middle East. And so you would think, you know, logic would say, well, there's got to be a lot of Christians, you know, coming in with these refugees, right? I mean, look at the numbers. I mean, we're talking a micro nano type of percentage of Christians. I mean, less than maybe 100, I think 50 is what the, you know, somewhere around 50 Christians in the group of 10,000. The rest are Muslim. And again, this isn't to, you know, say, oh, you know, it's just, it's an on guard type of issue. If we're only letting in Muslims, then what is going on systemically? Well, systemically, you've got to go, you know, in order to get in the queue, you've got to go into a UN-approved holding center or camp. Well, those camps are controlled by Muslims. So how many Christians do you think are getting in? And of the Christians getting in, what we're hearing, the stories of persecution of Christians in these camps. So do you think they want to be there? You know, they don't know who to trust. You know, they're hoping the United States will respond. They're hoping, you know, the United Nations, the international community would step forward and protect them. But just like in World War II, as the Jews were being carried off in cattle cars, you know, churches and others were turning up the music and saying, hey, sing louder. We're just going to ignore what is happening. And it's absolutely heartbreaking, ladies and gentlemen. If you really knew and connected with what's happening in the Middle East, what's happening to Christians there in the Nineveh Plains. And we're just talking about the Nineveh Plains. This is throughout the Middle East. Christians are perceived as less than. They are not the chosen people. The Muslims have appointed themselves as the chosen ones. Of course, with what the United States have done policy-wise in exacerbating and doing everything we can to promote ISIS. And I say that, and you might, some of you might be shocked, but look at what happened. Look at the policies. Look at how we have taken on ISIS. You know, the way our military, and our military has been, you know, has been tied down. I mean, you hear anecdotally what's going on in terms of the rules of engagement. You know, you can't, it's not even fired when, you know, fire when fired upon. It's if you have an enemy in target, and if they're targeting you, you've got to make the call. The call's got to go to the Pentagon. It's got to go to the White House before you get a chance to shoot back. Really? I mean, that's the kind of thing that you want your sons and daughters to be subjected to, all in the name of protecting the United States and the United States allies and interests. This is how messed up this is. I mean, when Donald Trump talks about, you know, what's happening in the rank and file of the military, and particularly with flag officers, as we've had in, you know, in our previous discussions here on Bill Martinez Live, you know, it's just not the way to fight a war. You know, if you're going to go to war, you got to go to war. You know, you got to go for it. Let the warriors do what they do best. And warriors break things. See how they break things? It's devastating, but it also defends the cause. It's peace through strength. It's not peace any other way. You know, this is what Ronald Reagan, you know, brought to the forefront and brought into focus is time-tested history. And empirically, you know, supported that when we're strong, peace has a fair shot. When we're weak, look what happens. You know, right now, you've got the evidence in our national policies, and you see what's happening. As Marco Rubio says, and I give him credit for this, and it was brilliant the way he framed this, and that is that our allies no longer trust us, and our enemies no longer fear us. This is the America of the 21st century. This is the legacy of one Barack Obama, and the policy of progressives that Hillary Clinton says, hey, me too. We're going to do more of the same. You just don't understand. We just haven't, there hasn't been enough Americans that have died under this failed policy yet. We just haven't spent enough money, but we're going to be right. You know, one way or another, we're going to prove that this is right. And nowhere historically has this kind of thinking, these kind of policies proven to be effective. If anything, they proved to be once again a disaster. We saw it in World War II, and you know, the rallying cry then was never again. And here we are finding ourselves saying never again. Well, America, it is time to speak up. It is the time to make sure that you are registered to vote and that you actually go out there and vote. And you have to know that evil is abounding and they're going to do everything they can to stop this movement that's happening across this country to get this country back on track. But 7 out of 10 of us, we know it. We see it for what it is. This country is off track and it's going to take us, a grassroots movement, to make it happen.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing.
See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.